Hello, welcome to the Stubborn Tortoise Podcast. I'm Donna Paz Darrow. So today I got a couple of things I'm going to talk to y'all about, did want to apologize for not having an episode last week. I thought I had a guest all lined up and then it didn't turn out, so still working on that. It's sometimes doing this podcast thing can be complicated, especially since I don't have a ton to talk about these days. I mean, again, I'm still kind of getting back into the whole running thing. So, I think I'm a little nervous about injuring myself and I just have to stop worrying about it. I mean, I guess, you know, when I still don't know what I did to my hand a couple weeks ago when I tripped on my way out to my little station at, the Prickly Pear race out at McAllister Park. I was walking along, you know, and my toe caught something and I went down and I think I sprained my hand or dislocated a finger, possibly. I don't know, but it seems to be healing. So I don't know, but it does make me nervous just thinking about falling. It's like, oh no. And, but anyway, that's that. So yesterday, which was Easter Sunday, I had lunch with my friend Jessica, who has been on this podcast before. She was my first buddy chat person, and her parents were out of town, and I didn't have any plans, so we decided to meet up for lunch. And over the course of a long conversation, we both agreed that we would do the 50K at Wildhair in November, and that we would hold each other accountable, which I think is important, because it's easy to kind of slack when you're, you know, not paying too much attention to everything. You know, you're just kind of like, okay, yeah. We are planning to run that thing, and I'm actually going to train for it, for heaven's sake, because And I've got this really good plan. It's the first 50K training plan, I think is what it's called. And I found it somewhere online, you know, what, about 7-8 years ago, 9 years ago? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I found it and I used it. And it's pretty good because what you do is you, you know, obviously you're building up your mileage. And then and then when you get kind of toward the nitty gritty part, you do like a 20 miler and then you drop down to 16. The following weekend, you do a 22 miler, drop down to 16 the following week, and just kind of go up from there to, I think it's 26 or 28 miles for the training runs. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a while, but anyway, it's pretty cool. And it's a good training plan. I think it's a 16 week plan. The only problem is that I will be training in the middle of summer. So I just have to remind myself that, you know, keep your eyes on the prize. Cause the last time I did a 50K at Wildhair was a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago. And this was kind of in the thick of COVID, and the, Tejas Trails had an option where you could start on Friday, or Saturday, with the majority of the races on Saturday, but just in case people wanted to, you know, do it a day early and, you know, have fewer people on the trail, you know, and that was kind of my thinking. I thought, well, you know, this way I'm not stepping off the trail every 5 seconds, so, which is what happens because it can get really bottlenecked at the beginning just because it's kind of a narrow trail. Well, like most trails are, but anyway, the problem was, is it was the 50, some 50 milers and 50 Kers were out there, but I started late. Like, I want to say like around 10 AM. I don't know, but it was, you know, and everybody was already out there. And I heard that there were only 30 people on the course and I just kept thinking, oh boy, that's not good. You know? And then I just started getting inside my head and I managed two loops, and then when I was going to go start out on my third, I was just like, you know what? My brain isn't in here for it. You know, and this is part of that broken brain syndrome I seem to have had a couple of years ago. I think it was just burnout really. But in any case, that was my first 50K DNF, because up until then I had a pretty clean record for 50Ks, and still kind of my favorite distance, even though, it's long. But it's, you know, it's a good feeling when you get, when you finish that one, and it's not as exhausting as a 50 miler. And I wouldn't know what a 100 miler feels like. But anyway, so yes, yeah, so we are going to hold each other accountable. We may not necessarily train together, but you know, we're going to keep on each other and hopefully get that taken care of in November. So I got, I always set these goals long in advance, you know, plenty of time to train. Yeah, sure. And then of course I procrastinate. Next thing you know, it's like, oh God, you know, I probably should have done more training. So yeah, I'm going to have to start filling out my calendar. Anyhow, the other thing that I was going to mention is that I am going to sign up in about 2 hours. I'm going to create a team for the Snowdrop race this year. Snowdrop is a event that is held over New Year's Eve and into the day, and well, it's a 55-hour event, and it's for children's cancer research and for survivors of childhood cancer scholarships. Really important cause, and I know you probably heard me talk about this in the past, and you know, again, the last time I tried it, I tried to do it, you know, the 100 miler again. And that was when I was really super burned out. It was the same year that I DNF'd the wild hair race. So it's like, yeah, I think my brain was trying to tell me something, and I think I've decided that it's probably better. I don't want to say easier, but well, it is sort of easier, to go out there and just do the relay. Plus it's fun. I mean, I've done the relay out there at least 3 times, and, usually I'm like somebody's, you know, orphan member, you know? But this time I'm going to take the plunge and actually, you know, sign up for it and commit to it and hope I can find people. So that's where you might come in. I don't even care if you're not a runner, if you just can, you know, walk for a couple hours at a time over, you know, 55 hours. And if I get like 8 to 10 people, then you're only having to do it maybe 3 times. For 2 hours at a stretch, and I might be in the middle of the night, which is one of my favorite times, just because it's very quiet and it's dark and it kind of gives you some time to, you know, be contemplative. But anyway, so I'm trying to build my team. I'm calling them the Flying Chanclas. A chancla, for those of you who don't know what that is, it is a sandal. I think this is Mexican culture, but I don't know. I could be wrong. It could just be, you know, Latin American culture. It's usually when the mom or the grandma or somebody, an older woman, gets set off by something, you know, one of the kids has done or something, and they throw the chancla at them, so it's flying through the air. Yeah, so, and I've named relay teams this before, and for some reason it just sort of sticks. I probably should have thought calling it the Stubborn Tortoise Team. Jeez, that would have been better. But I don't know. I'm going to commit to the Flying Chanclas and see what I can get. But where I'm going with this is, if you are interested, please reach out to me and let me know if you'd like to be part of this. It's really a lot of fun, and it's for an amazing cause. It's, like I said, it's over New Year's, so I know that's kind of a weird time of year for some people, but it's really fun just to be out there, you know, when the fireworks are going off and, you know, people are sipping champagne at midnight. And, you know, you're just kind of, you know, wandering around this, oh yeah. And the, trail or the loop, if you will, is, 0.69 miles. Okay. So not too hard. It's more mentally challenging than, you know, well, it is physically challenging too, especially if you're trying to do 100 or more miles. But they do change directions every so often. And that way, you know, one side of your body isn't getting, you know, torn up. So that's kind of a good thing. But yeah, let me know if you're interested in that, because I really, really want this to happen. I certainly don't want it just to be like me and one other person, because there's no way I'm going to be able to do 50 miles, you know, or something. And the reason it's 55 hours is, oh God, I can't think of her name now. Oh my God. I should know this, but there was a young lady, she had a, let me see if I can find it here. Hang on. Okay. Why 55 hours? Okay. So on February 2006, 15-year-old Chelsea Campbell, who inspired and founded the Snowdrop Foundation, had what is still a record-setting surgery at Texas Children's Cancer Center outside of Houston. Her surgery lasted 27 continuous hours. And for those 27 hours, there were 4 anesthesiologists, 4 shift changes of nurses, and 1 primary surgeon and 1 assistant surgeon perform the operation in its entirety without taking any breaks. This race recognizes the time it took the 2 surgeons who operated on 1 patient to save her life. 2 surgeons times 27 hours equals 54, plus 1 more hour for Chelsea equals 55. It's kind of voodoo math, but that's how it goes. So it starts on Monday, December 30th at 7 a.m. and ends at 2 p.m. on January 1st, 2025. My God, how time flies. But the other cool thing about this is it is a small loop, which means that, the participants, you get to know each other, you get to be, you make friendships out there. They do give you really good food at mealtime, like catered from, a number of restaurants in the area and that are like chains or something. You get, they give you plenty of support in terms of medical, if you need massage or something like that, they will work on you. And try to get you put back out there on the path. So it's really cool. And like I said, for some reason, I kind of enjoy those nighttime shifts just because it's quieter. A lot of times people who are doing the 100 miler may just go back to their hotel or over to their tent and sleep for a few hours and then come back when it's daylight. For some reason, I have this thing where I enjoy being out at night, doing stuff. And it's at a little city park called Buffalo Run. It's in Missouri City, which is outside of Houston. And I can't say enough nice things about this event. And it's just such a good cause. And it's really fun to be part of something bigger. So anyway, that said, if you are interested in being on my team, please let me know. I've been reaching out to various groups as well, trying to get people to join me. I know it's hard to commit this far out, so I have a feeling it'll probably, I'll probably start getting a little bit more interest as we go into the fall. But, if you are interested. Oh, and they do have really good swag too. I forgot about that part. Some of that's secondary, but, it's still nice. But anyway, that said, that's what's going on from here. So I will put a link about Snowdrop in my show notes. And so I guess really the theme of today is commitment. I don't have a whole lot else going on right now. So I will see you next time.